I'm Rich DeMuro, and this is Rich on Tech Daily. Nintendo has a surprise for fans of its hit game Super Mario Odyssey, a free update so you can play some more. The new level is called Luigi's Balloon World. It's now going to show up after you beat the main story and download the update. Then you just have to find and talk to Luigi to access it. The world is like hide and go seek, but with balloons and players from all over the world. And this is a pretty brilliant move on Nintendo's part on two levels. First off, it lets kids like mine who are still obsessed with Super Mario Odyssey, even after they've completed the game, they get to still play with it with this new level. And it gets people to sign up for Nintendo's online service for the Switch, which right now is free, but they said they're going to start charging for it come September. All right, moving on now. A corporate finance guy in San Francisco wanted to see what the difference was between Apple Maps, Google Maps, and Waze. So he did a giant blog post and an experiment for most of 2017. He logged about 120 trips, including weather conditions, traffic, and more. So here is what he decided. If you want to get to your destination fastest, use Google Maps. Apple Maps is best for accurate predictions to when you're going to arrive. And if you're just anxious about getting there, he says to use Waze since it makes you feel like you're making progress due to its random routes. Here's the deal. He also said that Waze is kind of interesting because they always show sort of the shortest estimated time for your trip when in reality that may not happen. But here's what his theory is. His theory is that because Google sells advertising on Waze, like when you come to a stop, it will show a little ad on your screen. They want as many people as possible to use the app. And if you open up Waze and it says 40 minutes for your trip versus Google Maps that shows 45, well, which one do you think you're going to use? Interesting theory. All right, finally today, a British writer is revealing the two words that could help you snag a first-class upgrade. Her name is Tilly Bagshaw. She's a best-selling author and flies about 100,000 miles a year. She told Bloomberg Pursuits she has never paid for a first-class seat. So her secret? All you have to do is mention the term revenue management to the reservation agent, as in, hey, has revenue management released any first-class seats for a miles upgrade? And if they say no, ask to be transferred to that department to see if they can release one for you. I see this happen all the time. You book an international flight, you go to the first class upgrade page, and it says, nope, sorry, they're all waitlisted if you want to use your miles, or they're just not available. So the reality is, it's not that they're all taken up with miles upgrades. It's just the fact that the airline hasn't really released any of those seats that they want people to pay top dollar for into a miles upgrade. So interesting theory. I don't know when I'm going to try this, but next time I have a big trip coming up, I will definitely do that, and I'll report back to you guys. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this podcast, be sure to recommend it to your friends and subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. Just search Rich on Tech and hit that subscribe button. If you want links to anything I mentioned on TV, here, or pretty much anywhere, I post them all to my website, richontech.tv. I'm Rich DeMuro. I'll talk to you next time.